Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Since last month, Siouxland District Health Department has been holding mass vaccine clinics at the Tyson Events Center in downtown Sioux City. But the department's health director says activities there have picked back up. But Parks and Recreation Director Matt Salvatore says that's not a problem at the Siouxland Expo Center.
During the day, we're not as busy with activities, so it fits into our schedule perfectly. And it looks like we're going to host four during the month of April.
Normally, the Expo Center charges a fee to rent the space, but Salvatore says the board agreed to provide the facility to Siouxland District Health at no cost. A statewide rental and utility assistance program will be available next week for Iowans who have been affected by COVID-19. The Iowa Rent and Utility Assistance Program will be open for applications next Monday afternoon. Funds will be available for renters who have experienced a loss of income or increased expenses due to COVID-19, among other qualifications, and the assistance can last for up to a year. The Iowa Finance Authority will administer $195 million allocated to that program. The funds will only be available for renters outside of Polk County because that jurisdiction was awarded direct federal funding, which opened last month. Nebraska lawmakers have given initial approval to a bill that would bar ethanol plants from using chemically treated seed corn. A small town facility in Mead, just west of Omaha, is facing a lawsuit for repeated environmental violations. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.